I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research has shown that a routine of moderate to vigorous physical exercise can help keep our brains healthy. To talk about the connection between physical exercise and brain health is Dr. Raymond Turner. He's a professor of neurosurgery and chief of neuroscience at MUSC. Dr. Turner, can you give us a brief overview of the positive things that happen in the brain when we engage in exercise?
Sure, Bobby, absolutely. So exercise has a lot of benefits outside of the typical lowers your blood pressure, improves your heart condition, improves diabetes. It truly actually primes the pump of the brain and makes it operate and work more efficiently in a more focused manner. Certain neurotransmitters are actually upregulated from exercise. Those neurotransmitters are what we need to make new connections in the brain. You see it very commonly with learning and education, where oftentimes lay people will say, oh, I exercise and I go and I study and I feel like I'm more focused. That's not an anecdotal experience. There's science that actually backs that up. When we start applying that to other neurological conditions, such as dementia, Parkinson's, we realize that the neurotransmitters or upregulator are helping to stave off or moderate the symptoms of some of these diseases.
And what about exercise and learning? Is that something that seems to kick into gear during our entire life, from the time we're kids all the way to old age?
Yeah, absolutely. There is actually a lot of data that shows that it starts in school-age kids. You become a lot more efficient learner if you have moderate to vigorous exercise built into your routine.
And what about the specific benefits as we get older as far as exercise?
Yeah, so that benefit persists as we age. The mature brain or the aged brain, as you know, it goes through a lot of different changes. And some people just call it forgetfulness. Eventually, you can get to a very severe form of disease like dementia. You can have other diseases such as Parkinson's, where we're seeing imbalances in how our neurotransmitters are working in the brain, and we're having interferences with how those connections are made. What we do know is that exercise can help slow down the progression of those diseases. It can't reverse it, it can't cure it, but it can certainly slow those things down and allow patients to be less symptomatic and more functional as we age.
And how much exercise is needed per day?
For children, we're currently recommending 60 minutes a day. You know, as we age, we need to maintain some sort of continuous schedule of activities, whether it's 3 or 4 days a week. But we need to keep the brain engaged, because if we don't use it, we do lose it.
And how many minutes for older adults are typically recommended to feel these benefits?
My best guess would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 60 minutes of activity every day.
Dr. Turner, are there any specific benefits for people who have had a stroke and now they're in the rehab phase of recovery as far as exercise goes?
Yeah, absolutely. So we now know that patients are recovering from a stroke for several years after it occurs. Exercise upregulates these certain neurotransmitters that are required to make connections. That's a very simple way to think about it, is as we exercise, our brain produces the chemicals to literally connect one neuron to another. And whether we're using that neuron to remember something or to learn or to create a new synapse so that we can continue to move and function after a stroke, exercise is extremely important after people suffer from a stroke to really optimize the recovery and rehab.
Dr. Turner, thanks for providing this information about exercise and brain health.
Thanks, Bobby. It was my pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.